Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Joys of Living by Orison Swett Marden, published in 1913. The reason why our lives can at times feel disappointing and ineffective is because we do not really live in the day. We do not concentrate our energy, our ambition, our attention, our enthusiasm upon the day we are living. Resolve to enjoy yourself today. Enjoy today and do not let the shadows of tomorrow, the forebodings, and the things you dread rob you of what is yours today, your inalienable right to be happy today. Just have a little heart-to-heart talk with yourself every morning and say, it does not matter what comes or what goes today, what happens or what does not happen. There is one thing of which I am sure, and that is, I am going to get the most possible out of the day. I am not going to allow anything to rob me of my happiness. I do not care what comes. I shall not allow any annoyance, any happening, any circumstance which may cross my path today to rob me of my peace of mind. I will not be unhappy today, no matter what occurs. I am going to enjoy the day to its full, live the day completely. This day shall be a complete day in my life. I shall not allow the enemies of my happiness to mar it. No misfortune in the past, nothing which has happened to me in days gone by, which has been disagreeable or tragic, no enemies of my happiness, shall be a guest in my spirit's sacred enclosure today. Only happy thoughts, joy thoughts, only friends of my peace, comfort, happiness and success shall find entertainment in my soul this day. None of my enemies shall gain admittance to scrawl their autographs on the walls of my mind. There shall be no admittance today, except to the friends of my best moods. I will tear down the black, dark pictures, and hang pictures of joy and gladness, of things that will encourage, cheer, and increase my power. Everything that has ever handicapped my life, which has made me uncomfortable and unhappy, shall be expelled, at least for this day, so that when the night comes I can say, I have lived today. A clean, new, optimistic start like this every morning will very quickly revolutionize one's outlook upon life and increase one's power tremendously. It is just a question of mastering the brain, of forming new thought tracks in the soft brain tissue, making a path for a new happiness habit. Why should you make yourself miserable by living in the past by dwelling upon your past mistakes, regretting your failure to seize the opportunities which you think would have made you rich, or blaming yourself for things that have injured you. I have never known a person to accomplish anything worthwhile who was always lashing themselves, criticizing their past, and lamenting blunders, mistakes, and other things that have already happened. It will require every bit of energy you can muster to make your life a success anyway, and you certainly cannot focus your mind on the present with that vigor that accomplishes things when you are thinking or living in the past. Every bit of force which you exert upon the things which you cannot change is only thrown away. But you have so much less to make your future a success, and so compensate for your unfortunate mistakes. Every particle of force spent in regret is worse than wasted. It does not matter how unfortunate or how black the past has been. It should and can be outlived. Haul down those black, threatening, deplorable pictures in the mind. They only discourage and incapacitate you from doing good work in the present. Drop from memory the unfortunate errors of judgment. Forget the unhappy experiences, no matter how much they have humiliated or handicapped you. Put your blunders out of mind and resolve to do better in the future. Nothing is more foolish, nothing more wicked, than to drag the skeletons of the past, the hideous images, the foolish deeds, the unfortunate experiences of yesterday, into today's work to mar and spoil it. There are plenty of people who have been failures up to the present moment, who could do wonders in the future if they only could forget the past, if only they had the ability to cut it off, to close the door on it forever, and start anew. However unfortunate your past has been, forget it. If it throws a shadow upon the present, or causes melancholy or despondency, there is nothing in it which helps you. There is not a single reason why you should retain it in your memory, and there are a thousand reasons why you should bury it so deeply that it never can be resurrected. One of the silliest, most inane tasks any person is ever guilty of undertaking is that of trying to modify, to change, the unchangeable. There is a strange propensity in human nature to locate all the good things of life in a life that is yet to come to us. But we are immortal now. We are perfect now in our God nature. And if we would only claim these things as ours now, instead of trying to acquire them in the future, we should grow by leaps and bounds. Happiness is something we must take as we go along, or we lose it. When the children of Israel were passing through the desert, they were fed with manna fresh every day. Some of the people did not have faith enough to trust the Lord to feed them every day, and so they tried to store up some of this manna for future use, but it spoiled. This taught the Israelites the lesson of faith. They could not keep the manna for the future. They had to trust the great giver of all good. They had to have faith that he would feed them every day. Our happiness is like this manna. We must gather it anew every day we live. Everywhere we see people who have tried to live by storing up what was intended for their daily happiness as manna for the future, but they are surprised to find that it has spoiled, evaporated, would not keep. that it should have been used as they went along. For we must use happiness when fresh, like fresh plucked flowers. There are a great many things, such as good impulses, which are good for today, but not for tomorrow. How many people delay the kindness, the expressions of love, until a person is dead, beyond their reach, and then try to atone for a neglected past by flowers and tears at a funeral? Today is the day to say the kind word that springs to your lips, to obey the generous impulse that stirs your heart. Those people who haunt your mind, and whom you promise yourself that you will help sometime, need your help now, and you can give it more readily now than at any other time. What makes you think that you are going to do wonderful things tomorrow, when today seems so commonplace, so void of opportunity? What reason have you to believe that you are going to be ideally happy and harmonious, unselfish and helpful, at some indefinite time in the future, when today you are irritable and selfish, uncharitable and unhappy? Why do you feel that you are going to be so generous tomorrow, when you are so stingy and narrow today? Why think that you are sometime going to pick up the many things lying about your house, that you are going to make up a box of cast-off clothing, books, and other things that you can spare just as well not, and send them next week or next month to those who really need them? You have not done it in the past. Why delude yourself into thinking that you will do it in the future? How many people, not through stinginess but from sheer thoughtlessness and ignorance of the needs of others, stow things away in a cellar or attic that might help to open the way to a great future for some poor girl or boy? Go up to your attic today. Look in your trunks and about your house, and see how many things are lying around that you can not only dispense with, but which are really in your way, that would bring a measure of comfort and happiness to others less fortunate than yourself. Look over your old clothing, and pick out the articles that you will never wear again, but which would prove a real godsend to someone in need. Don't keep those things until they become useless, thinking you may need them sometime. Let them do good now. Pass them along today. They have served your turn. Let them be messengers of good cheer, evidence of your love and thoughtfulness of others. Do not be selfish, at least with the things that you can spare. Do not hoard them, thinking that you may want them later. You can make an infinitely greater investment in your character, in satisfaction and happiness, by giving them away than by keeping them in anticipation of some future contingency that will never arise. Such giving will soften your heart and open a little wider the door of your generosity. For the habit of stinginess strangles happiness, and the habit of giving multiplies it. No one is so poor that they cannot give something to enrich another every day of their life. Give. Give now. Today. Help yourself to grow larger, broader, happier, and more useful to humanity as the years go by. Many a person defers their happiness until they get rich. Then they are surprised to find that their mana is spoiled, that they should have eaten it when it first was given. Deferred happiness and the deferred good deed do not keep. Everyone should start out with a tacit understanding with themselves that whatever comes to them, or does not come, that whether they are successful in a particular undertaking or unsuccessful, they will at least be happy as they go along, that they will not allow anything to rob them of the enjoyment which ought to come to everyone each day. You should resolve that you will not allow any little accident or incident, or any conditions, however trying, to interrupt the natural flow of your sense of well-being, comfort, and happiness. Remember that yesterday is dead. Tomorrow is not yet born. The only time that belongs to you is the passing moment. One might liken the 60 minutes in the hour to flowers that live for only 60 seconds and then die. If we are to get the good that belongs to us here and now, we must extract the sweetness of each passing minute while it is ours. That is the real art of living in today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.